Hi, welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. I'm Dr. John Cook, your host. We are continuing now our series on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation. Now join in progress, part three of our study on Just a Thought on Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. Moving on to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 15, we see the Lord tells the church of Laodicea, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. What a sad testimony for any church to have to hear from the lips of the Savior concerning itself. Here is a lackadaisical church. It's not a church that's against God. It's not a church that is for God. It's just sickeningly in the middle. In our modern day and time, in the words of our modern day and time, we would call this a moderate church. God says he's not impressed. They're neither hot nor cold. Now he said, I would that you were hot or cold. This church is not zealous of good works. But at the same time, they're not completely against good works. They're just middle of the road, lukewarm, indifferent. This is a good description of what we find in churches today in our midst. We have churches with organizations and programs and committees and activities, but they have no power of God in them, no power with God in them. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 concerning the last days, that this would be the condition that we would find in the churches. Listen to what the Bible says. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Boy, that's a good description of our day. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. What a description. And what truth concerning our world today. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. What are we to do? From such turn away, God says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What a description of the majority of churches around us today. Churches which have absolutely no desire to hear the doctrines of the Word of God. They are not interested in what God has to say. They're not interested in the Word of God. They're interested in a social gospel, in reformation. They're more interested in a social gospel, in reformation, but not at all interested in transformation. They're interested in programs, but not prayer. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. In Revelation 3:16, we find Jesus says to this church, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is a church, a moderate church, that makes the Lord sick. And he says, I will spew thee out of my mouth. The Lord does not claim this church, even though they claim him. They want to hold hands with the world and with the devil and with God at the same time. And the Lord has no interest in such behavior. This church has neither a burning zeal for his word, for God's word, nor open repudiation of the Lord himself. This is a behavior that God abhors. A behavior that God hates, a behavior that makes God sick, a behavior that God will judge. He will spew them out of his mouth.